All right. This conference is being recorded February 10th, 2015. This is our Strategic Attraction in Action class. How to attract perfect customers, and it's about learning the what we call the number one strategy for creating lucrative, loyal, raving fans and attracting more perfect customers into your business. So, since we've got such an intimate group here, I'd like to ask both of you a question. Like, what would you, if you could have anything you wanted, we can just wave our magic wand in this class, and you can have anything you want show up, what would it be? So I want you to think about that. But first, I'd like each of you to just say a little, say your name, where you're calling from, and a little bit about your business and why you're here.
Okay. Who should go first? Do you want us to say that before we do the magic wand thing?
Yeah, so Patricia, you're first.
Okay. I'm calling from New York. I'm originally from Chicago, but I moved to New York about a month and a half ago. And I'm calling from Manhattan. My business is a membership, a subscription-based online community. It's a cultural fluency for people who want to integrate learning about different foreign cultures into their daily lives. So it's for people who used to love to travel, but for personal or professional obligation, they can't travel as much. Expats that used to live abroad, that coming back, but that are motivated to keep culture, like keep exploring foreign culture and international affairs. And people who are looking, who have living or studying abroad as a to-do on their list.
Wow, that's interesting.
So that's what the club is about, and those are my customers. We cover about 4 to 5 countries per month, and we look on the food, music, dance, and spiritual practices. So kind of understanding society through those lenses. So it's highly interactive games, trivia games, scavenger hunt, Q&A session with culture experts.
Wow, that's really great. I want to hear more about that at the perfect time. And so, tell us just a little bit about why you registered for this class.
I registered for the class because I have the kind of like the end vision of how I see this is, but it's like the challenge I'm having is getting me from where I am now to where I need to be. Everybody keeps saying that I need to focus on one single customer. Whereas, so to me, it's kind of like, it's a little bit challenging for me to do so. Just because, if I focus on people who used to travel, I'm taking out the whole people who haven't traveled. I'm taking out the whole student market. So it's in terms of getting that super clarity in terms of, if I go by, in terms of what my perfect customer will be like.
Great. Well, Patricia, you are definitely in the right place. And I want you to think about that magic wand question based on what you just said. If in the next, 60 minutes or so, you could have something shift in this area, what would that look like?
Oh, I already know what it is.
Well, good. So the reason I asked that question is so that at the end of the class, you're going to be able to look back and see that we've accomplished that, okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I already know what it is.
Good. So, Emily?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So, hi. My name is Emily Maitrey, and I'm starting.
Yes, we're here.
Okay.
There, that's a little better. What I did is I just muted Patricia. I'll unmute her when you're done.
Oh, I see. So, yes. Hi, my name is Emily Maitrey, and I'll be starting the new SACAT program. In less than a week. Currently, for my business, I am an Ashiatsu therapist. a yoga teacher and a nutrition consultant, and I've lived in Austin for the last 4 years. And I'm currently also getting my real estate license. So I joined the PsyCat program to really get clarity on what I really want to move into next.
Yes, we laugh knowingly.
Yes, I know. It sounds like most of the people here or on these calls are kind of, they know what they want, but they're really looking at attracting the perfect customers. But I'm kind of in a place of really tuning into, call it higher path and purpose, or really on a soul level of what I'm intended to do here on the earth, and really get clear on what exactly I want. And so I've always been interested in life coaching, always. And so that's something that, another thing that I'm doing the PsyCat for. And so I've been writing a lot of goals about clarity, and I'm really looking forward to doing this program. And it sounds like there's a lot of exercises in awareness of what vibrations you're emitting and what kind of energy that you're broadcasting.
Right.
So I'd like to, with fellow members of the group, and at the same time really tap in, tune in to, I suppose, just what my next steps are and achieving my goals. So, yeah, thank you for letting me share.
Yeah, that there it is, really. That's it. Both of you have very clearly expressed that you're in the right place. The sort of the underlying power, I don't know how to describe it, what happens with the strategic attraction planning process is exactly what both of you have described about why you're here. You know, getting from where I am now to where I need to be, focus, focus, focus. People always telling me that I need to focus on, you know, my niche market. Patricia can really relate to that. And the truth is, what you're going to discover from really, really getting into the strategic attraction planning process, you're going to find it's a tool that will allow you to do exactly that. You'll learn how to you'll learn how to make decisions based on what's important to you, and that uncovers your niche market. Like the people you are supposed to work with, and that also addresses Emily's question about, you know, really want to know, move into what's next, you know, for me, and get clarity about what's next. So it gives you this process, and we're going to experience it just in the next few minutes. This process will give you leverage into looking inside yourself, learning to read and manage that part of life, basically, and seemingly magically, although it's not, it's actually the power of what we call strategic synchronicity. You do your strategic attraction plan, find out what's really important to me, and that's what uncovers my niche. And then, Patricia, one of the things that's really cool is that getting a more focused picture of my niche actually expands my territory of influence. It's this very strange phenomenon. So that's what's also available through the PsyCat program, and a lot of other obvious benefits. So with that, Patricia, you said you know exactly if you had a magic wand and you could wave it and you could have a shift in your business in the next 60 minutes.
Yes.
What would it be? What would you want?
My best strategic partner. Like, I want to partner with an organization, with a business that's in the hospitality industry, because I can leverage, there's a lot, I mean, I offer complimentary service to what they offer. Like, if it's an airline, for when people are not traveling, if people are planning their trip, or if it's a, like a food chain. So my magic one would be to find my best strategic partner.
That's great. You know, in our, I believe I have a document in the attractive resources section of our customer hub, SACAT area, where we had an interview with a woman by the name of Lynn Robinson, and she has now written, I don't know, 6 or 7 books on intuition, okay? And she was a tech person. She did IT for a large corporation, okay? And she kept having these nudges to do stuff on intuition, but she didn't quite do it. There's a great story in there how she went to a workshop and just intuitively sat down next to, she usually sat in the back, but somehow her intuition just led her to sit in this open chair up in the middle somewhere. It was next to this woman who turned out was a writer for the Boston Herald, one of the large Boston newspapers. And so the woman asks her, well, what do you do? And instead of saying, oh, I'm an IT person for corporations, she says, oh, I'm an intuitive. You know, she describes herself in the way that she wanted to be. 2 weeks later, the woman calls her up and says, we want to interview you. She gets this interview in the Boston Herald, and she, like in the next 2 weeks, she had 500 requests for intuition readings. She had to quit her job. Okay, now here's the part that I wanted to share with you, Patricia, my best strategic partner. So you never know where they're going to come from. So she had on her attraction plan that she wanted to travel around the world, you know? So are you familiar with the Schick Razor Company by any chance?
Yes, I am.
All right. They have a razor called Intuition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They hired her to travel around the world and talk about intuition and advertise their new Intuition razor. It's like,
yep.
Who would ever put those two together?
Together, yep, exactly.
But that's the power of strategic synchronicity. That's the power of what happens when you start to get clear and focused, and it's a focus on, like, what's important to me. The synchronicity just, it's already out there, but it starts to show up as a result of that, and the strategic attraction planning process is the most powerful tool that I've seen in the self-development area to allow us to begin to really get clear and focused on that. So, okay, so your best strategic partner, that's what you want to attract.
Yeah.
Perfect. And Emily, if you could wave your magic wand, what would show up for you in the next 60 minutes?
In the next 60 minutes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We work fast here.
You know, I have to be honest, I really don't know.
Yeah, I heard that. You want to? Do you want me to? How do I respond to that, Emily? When we know who you really are. So, make it. You get the. So, for purposes of this class, guess what? You get to make it up.
You get to make it up? Okay. I suppose then
How about this, Emily? I think you've already said it. You said that you're a shiatsu therapist and you're studying, you're getting licensed in real estate, and yeah. you're looking to get clarity in what you really want to move into next. Is that what you said?
That's correct.
Yeah. How about if you could wave your magic wand and at the end of this call have the confidence that you have more clarity about what to move in next?
Yes, that would be yes.
That'd be really great, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
See, this is, all of us use coaching in whatever business we're in, whether you're in real estate, shiatsu therapy, a membership program. We're always communicating with people, and a part of our business is coaching. And coaching is simply the ability to ask an intelligent question and then listen and then speak back to the person what they just said. So if you notice, that's exactly what I just did with Emily, didn't I? I asked you a question, early, why did you come to the call? And you came out with, I'm a shiatsu therapist. I'm getting licensed in real estate, and I'd really like to get clarity what I really want to move into next.
Yes.
So I simply asked a question. You answered it. I took notes. I have to take notes because I don't, no better memory than a sharp pencil, Ben Franklin said. So I wrote it down, and then I'm able to speak that back to you in a way that validates you, not only that I heard what you said, but also that you, in fact, do know the answer because you already gave it to me. Oh, it's amazing. And again, this is what the SACAP program allows you to learn, the strategic attraction planning process, in such a way it becomes a part of your nature. So that you can speak to people this way and build, speak and listen. You ask these questions and then are able to listen to other people in such an intimate, intimacy way that you build this powerful connection with other people, with your perfect customers. So, okay, my best strategic partner and clarity on what I really want to move into next. That sounds great. And let me ask, is there somebody else who's joined the call who hasn't had a chance to say hello and would like to do so? And there's always people who like to just listen in the background, and guess what? It works that way, too. I'm going to personally raise your level of consciousness to a higher level of functioning. It's going to be reflected in your business, in your professional life. Whether you interact or not is fine. You get to play in a way that's perfect for you. Okay, so looks like we've got a good start already. The strategic attraction planning process, and I'll unmute Patricia again. So. Patricia, for the purposes of this class, is the title of your attraction plan going to be Attracting Your Best Strategic Partner?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So, Emily, as part of your getting really focused on, what to move into next, I'm going to ask you the question to come up with a type of relationship that you'd like to attract into whatever business this is going to help you get clear and focused, just answering this question. Whether you think you know the answer to it or not, what type of relationship would you like to work on during this class?
Okay.
So you see how asking the question actually makes you think about making a decision, this one or that one. And in that decision-making process, there's actually power. What happens when you decide this one, it's almost like transcending. It's like slipping into the gap of consciousness and experiencing an energy boost, basically. So,
for example, the relationship I would have with one of my coaching clients.
Okay.
So
attracting a perfect coaching client?
Yes.
Great. See how there's some clarity and focus already?
Yes.
Yeah, so now the way that this works is you get to see how that feels inside of you. And then you get to make another decision based on how you feel about the decision you just made. This is the way, you know, the world works. It's basically the way God set it up. It's a nurturing, caring, supportive universe. We just have to reach out and play with it. So for purposes of today's call, you'd like to attract your perfect coaching client. Is that right, Emily?
That's correct.
All right. Wow. Okay. So did both of you, you feel like, you know, this is the first step of clarity. When you make this kind of a decision, and now we get to play with it. So, Patricia, can you, let's have both of you think of 3 to 5 qualities of either your best strategic partner or your perfect coaching client, okay? And when you've written three or five qualities, you just say ready.
Okay.
You know, step number one of the strategic attraction plan, over the years I've had people just have miraculous results just by focusing on step number one. I think one of the reasons is that for so long, traditional marketing has trained us to think, you know, well, somebody else has to, you know, tell me who a perfect customer would be. The idea of turning it around and going, you mean I get to say? Is just so liberating. It's the first step, I call this, the first step on the map of enlightenment, toward enlightenment, to discover, oh, I'm already here. So,
I'm ready.
Ready? All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, who was that, Emily or Patricia?
That's Patricia.
Patricia. All right. Go ahead. Tell us, would you like to share with us a couple of the qualities?
Sure. Win-win mindset. Someone who look at any solution, anything, any business agreement, anything is like win-win that we both have to win.
Win-win mindset. That's
win-win
great.
Mindset. The other one is a can-do attitude.
Right.
Like, no matter what the challenge is, no matter how much time, like, okay, we can make this happen, and we will make it happen. Globally focused. Globally focused. And financial, like, wealth energy. And then just, like, don't look at, like, that kind of think of in terms of, it's financially able. He's like, he has the energy, like, even if I don't have the money now, like, you know, the money, like, money is an issue. You can make the money. You can find the money.
Okay, so would you call that, like, an expanded awareness around money? Is that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
And the next one is present.
Yeah. Wow. Present.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Wow, that's great. And Emily?
I can barely hear you. There you are.
Yeah, it's amazing. When I mute Patricia, somehow it like opens up the line. So that's great. That Manhattan energy is just coming in, wants to just take over. So thank you for that, Patricia.
I'll be right
back. It's really great to be connected with that lively energy. I love it. So Emily.
Right,
qualities
so.
of your...
Well, the first one is one who deeply appreciates and recognizes the value of the work that I do.
Appreciates the work you do.
Sunday night, another first
It seems to have quite a bit of background noise.
Yeah, sorry. There's somebody else on the line. I just muted them.
Okay. So the first one is someone who deeply appreciates and recognizes the value of the work that I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Secondly, a highly trained professional who is an energetic match for our sessions together and who highly benefits from the work that we do. Someone who is willing to, who is open and willing to apply the tools and powerful processes I have to offer. And also, fourth, availability, someone who is physically, emotionally, mentally, and financially available to work together.
Wow, that's perfect. And you guys, borrowing benefits for is definitely allowed. But man, you guys have really gone deep with these qualities, characteristics, and attributes. So the way we play was step number one. This is an ongoing process, which you'll see as we take a look at this. So, I love it. Available emotionally, physically, financially. See how you can just play with that and really really flesh that out at what that looks like for you, Emily?
Yes, very much so. I have a clear image in my mind.
Yeah, especially that, financial part of it. Somebody who has the resources, the money, to play with me. And I love what... what Patricia said was that win-win mindset, can-do attitude, globally focused, and this is an expanded awareness around money. That would include that part about availability that you have, Emily, around finances. Finances are available from wherever they are, whether it's from my own bank account or my own creativity and imagination, that I can go get it when I really get the benefits. Here, that was another quality that you had. When I realize the benefit and the value of your coaching, your life coaching has to me, then I'll be able to attract the finances to be able to have us play together. And then Patricia, present. Boy, there's one that you can really play with, what that looks like. Present, awake and aware in the moment. So, let's see, unmute Emily. So, Emily, tell me a little, let's expand a little on, pick one of your qualities.
Okay. How about someone who deeply appreciates and recognizes the value of the work that I have to offer?
Oh, boy. So both of you kind of have that on your... Okay. So let's put a big check mark next to that. What do you have anyone like that now, Emily?
Oh, absolutely. I have many.
Okay. Can you give me the first name of one person?
Sure. Ron.
Okay, Ron. So Ron has demonstrated to you that he deeply appreciates the value of what you have to offer. Right?
Correct.
So tell me, in your own words, how you know that.
Well, I know that because he expresses the incredible value of the work that I do and the benefits of seeing me.
Yeah.
Every time that we meet, and it continues thereafter the appointment even. And as a matter of fact, every client tells me how much gratitude they have for the work that I do, and that it's way, way, way beyond doing the Ashiatsu. And it's just being in the room and
right.
The energy you receive.
So you see what you just did? And again, it's a good thing that we've recorded it. This is how step number one works. So Emily, you just described what you mean by deeply appreciates the value of what I do. Like Ron, my perfect customer expresses it to me. They say something. Get it? Get it how that's a little deeper quality,
yeah.
Value?
They say something, and they also do something by sending me referrals.
There you go. And expressing gratitude, you know, about how your work seems to go way beyond anything they've experienced before. So you see how you are literally writing the script that will attract these kinds of clients to you. Because you've... Now, wait a minute. Weren't we wanting to get clarity? So, Patricia?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm here.
Do you see how Emily has just demonstrated for you the value of focus on who, you know, on who your niche market is, all right?
Mm-hmm.
For Emily, it's someone who deeply appreciates the value of what I have to offer. And then she came up with Ron, who's someone who actually, you know, is a demonstration of that. So she's validating that she has in her cellular memory already the experience of someone like this. And then she kind of wrote it out. And now it's clear. So that in this one quality, when someone like that shows up, and now we've also turned on the light, so to speak, to attract people like this, that's what focus is all about. This is what focusing on what's perfect for me then will generate my, quote, niche market. And it's not limiting. It won't limit me from people who have traveled or people who haven't traveled yet, etc. It actually opens the territory. So I think, how about your quality present? You know, you could dig deep into that and what that looks like, you know, or expanded awareness around money, globally focused. See how you can dig deep into this win-win mindset and what that means to Patricia? And do you see how this is actually starting to get more clear and focused on who your target market is, your niche market?
Actually, no, because, like, remember I'm doing this with Strategic Partners? So my strategic partner is not necessarily my membership customers.
Yes, but they still have the same qualities. So your best strategic partner is someone who has a win-win mindset.
Yes.
Someone who has a can-do attitude. Let's get this done, partner. Right? Somebody who has a global focus let's just expand, let's do it, you know, here and here and here and here. That's your, these are the qualities of your best strategic partner. It's best expanded awareness around money, mm-hmm. you see? Someone who's present. Let's take present, for example. Give me a little more about, what do you mean by present, your best strategic partner being present? What would that look like to Patricia?
To me, that would look like giving it at all. Like when we're working on something, we're launching on something, the person is fully there, like engaged in the process.
Yeah.
Because it takes two, it's like, yeah, engage in the process. They're fully there. They're emotionally, they're financially, they're committed to it. I don't like to use the word committed.
Oh, it's a good word.
But they're like all in.
Yes. They're like in ham and eggs. They're
yeah,
like the
they're
pig.
Like, yeah, they're like all in.
Yeah, the chicken is, you know, involved. The pig is committed in ham and eggs. I get it. Okay. So your perfect strategic partner is someone who is present and they're committed, they're giving it their all, they're fully there, engaged in
mm-hmm.
the process.
Yeah.
And you know what that looks like and feels like, right?
I know that what that looks like for me on my end, because that's kind of how I am in anything I do. I'm like all in. But
yeah.
in terms of a perfect strategic partner, I don't have one yet, no.
Okay.
I don't have.
Perfect. So, this is how we get one. This is how we attract one.
Mm-hmm.
Is by Patricia getting more clear and focused on what that perfect strategic partner would look like and feel like. Because, you know, this really leads us into step number two. All right. But I want to validate that you both have done a really great job on step one, and it's a process, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you took the word present that was on your list, and you just really drilled into it, what that looks like for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's getting really focused on who your perfect strategic partner is, because guess what? Step number two is identify what makes you and your perfect strategic partner tick. So, law of attraction is like attracts like. And so what we're working with here is a universal law of attraction, which would mean that Patricia's perfect strategic partner would tick to the same thing, you know, the same beat, which means they want to be present, giving it, you know, fully engaged in the process, etc. That's what they want. It's no longer something that I'm trying to get someone else to do. They're looking to attract someone like you, Patricia.
mm-hmm.
And so let's go to step two. What makes me tick? And we went into this a little bit on Saturday with Patricia. Emily, do you have an idea right now? What makes you tick?
I am brainstorming on paper currently. I have a few ideas.
Okay, great.
The first one I have written is evolution. Then I have beautification, beauty in all its energy forms. Greater consciousness, greater health consciousness.
Interesting. You know, that first word, evolution, really has all the others in it, don't you think? And so you can look at that and kind of play with that, what evolution means for you. And I just remembered, interestingly enough, Patricia, do you remember what you came up with, what makes you tick on Saturday? Emily, we were doing a Tracking Your Perfect Mate class, and Patricia came up with a tick statement. Do you remember what it was?
I knew it was about presents. I don't have that notebook with me.
Yeah, it sure was about presents. That's what I was just going, oh, my goodness. It's perfect. Yeah. Fully present in the moment.
Yes.
Being fully present in the moment, that's what makes you tick, you said.
Yes.
Wow.
If the person is there. Like, I feel like a lot of times we're with someone, but we're not there. Like, their mind is elsewhere, or we are on the phone or thinking about what to say, instead of fully being present and enjoying, like, either physically, emotionally, sexually, whatever that, you know, that person, that experience in front of you.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So that's really important. That's the juice of life for you, right? I mean, I really get that. That's why it's funny, I was reminded when you went through the quality characteristics. Because the strategic attraction planning process, yes, it's a powerful technique for attracting perfect customers, but it turns out the source of that is here inside of me. So this is really all about me. And I can tell from you, Patricia, you love being present.
I do. I mean, I think it's important. It's the best gift we can give
someone. Hello? Yeah. Yeah, without it, there's nothing. There's no connection. There's no relationship.
Yeah. For me, for this one, me, it would be the win-win mindset. Like, not look at you bring more, I bring more, because obviously my strategic partner is going to have some stuff that I don't have. But together, we need both parts to make this work. So my key thing that makes me stick is that synchronicity, that harmony between them and, you know, between myself and them. Like, yeah, that win-win mindset.
Yeah, synchronicity, harmony. Yeah. And
collaboration.
Say that again, collaboration?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Emily?
Yes.
Play with the word evolution. What does that mean to you?
Well, it kind of goes along with what you were just talking about being very present and in the zone. And
yeah, so what's in the zone mean to you?
Well, being very much grounded in the body and this HD awareness of your environment.
High definition?
Yes, HD, high def. Almost like the lenses are clear.
Right.
Our perceptions. So, much less static when we come together in a coaching session to just have this greater awareness and consciousness by being present in the moment so that we can have the most effective coaching session.
Yeah, you know, you just said something really surfaced some wisdom. And it's being expressed in this call right now very powerfully. And Patricia has brought this to us. I love this conversation of presence. Okay, we've gone really deep in there. And you just said, present in the moment. But before that, you said that something about much less static. Can you say a little more about that?
Yeah, in our fields and in our environment, we have different matrices.
Mm-hmm.
That are just kind of, well, they come from a variety of places, our own beliefs and
yeah. So I want us to notice what's been happening on this call, and that I feel that in spite of the static, if you will, so here I'm going to unmute Patricia. Hear the background noise? It's just, it's like, wow, that's what's happening. That's New York. That's Manhattan. You know, there's stuff going on. And yet we're still communicating. We're connecting. We're present to each other in spite of the static. Okay, so that says to me that static is not a barrier to connection or being present in the moment. Mm-hmm. Okay? And when I mute the sort of the background noise, there's this, ah. So there's something there, I think, that we've just surfaced about being present in the moment, like whatever that moment is. So I just had to say something about that, observing that. Emily, did you see anything there? You know, since you said much less static and present in the moment, and it's like present in the moment, even if there is static?
Well, I see that the nature of it is mechanical.
Yeah.
It's always there, but it's just a matter of where you bring your awareness.
Right. There you go.
What you focus on. So I think that if you focus on the peace and the present, there's a way to make a lot of bridges.
Yeah, no matter where I am.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right, so do you have a little clearer idea of what makes you tick? And if so, what would you say that is?
Oh, you're asking me?
I am.
What makes me tick? I suppose in the highest, most, I guess, ethereal sense, is being a bridge for humanity to come back into that space of being present. That mind-body-spirit harmony and really being connected to spirit.
Okay, let's bring that down in a fewer words.
Okay.
So being a bridge, what is that? A bridge connects two things. Being, what else did you say there? Being a bridge to humanity.
Being a
what are the two things that you're connecting? If you're a bridge, you know, there's you know, like Niagara Falls, there's the United States side and there's the Canadian side, and the bridge over the falls connects the two. What are the two things that you're connecting?
Heaven and earth.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
But it's something about, because in the body, you know, whether you're a life coach or whether you're, you know, doing your shiatsu, or even if you're doing real estate, you know, you're connecting something. That's what a bridge does, right? It connects. So what are the two things that you're connecting? And it is heaven and earth. That's the overall, overarching deal. So what is heaven and earth?
Well, I suppose what I'm doing is I'm, like, we all came into these bodies in this life as as, you know, as a soul and as a spirit, and
I actually, as the more I look at it, I think you're absolutely correct. Let's start with this. It sounds to me like you're saying what makes you tick is connecting heaven and earth.
And bringing heaven here.
Well, that's what the connection is.
Mm-hmm.
Connecting heaven and earth. If you were to start with that expression, because what I see you doing in all your whether it's real estate, that you're going to discover how it's showing up in your real estate practice. But what you do in your shiatsu is you're making that connection between the spiritual, transcendental, the pure consciousness, the whatever you call that, heaven, okay, that non-differentiated, universal, I don't even have the words to describe it. I'm sure you would better than I at the moment. And you're connecting that here on Earth in my body.
Yes.
When you're working on it. So try that now. Say, hi, I'm Emily, and what makes me tick is connecting heaven and earth.
Hi, my name is Emily, and what makes me tick is connecting heaven and earth.
How does that feel?
It feels,
Well, you're laughing, so it must feel good.
Yeah, I think that,
I think we're on the right track, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think there's an element of, there's an integrative element.
Yeah. But when you get, really, I feel like you have lit the light in your lighthouse with this, okay? Mm-hmm. And we may polish the lens, we may brighten the wattage, et cetera, come up with some wordsmithing and whatever, but I really felt a light go on inside of you that you are connecting heaven and earth. When you're working with anybody, I don't care whether it's real estate or shiatsu or life coaching or, you name it. This is what makes you tick, is making this connection.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're radiating that light out into the world, and the more we can radiate that out, the more your perfect customers will then be attracted to you. So this is how step two works, getting what makes you tick. And
can
so, Patricia,
something?
Did you see anything for yourself as Emily just got that?
I'm sitting here laughing because I wasn't even writing this as she was talking. This is something I wrote before. My globally focused, what I mean by globally focused is that it must be a value to humanity as a whole. It's like you can't look at it, this is only for my country or for me, and also being a bridge builder. So those are the words that I wrote down. And she was writing, so I'm sitting here laughing. Because those are when I say what made me think is building bridges between people of different cultures.
Wow.
So
yeah.
It was like synchronicity at its best. So she's talking, I'm sitting here at this. Yep.
Oh, that's perfect. That's great. So this is, this is how we can use this strategic attraction planning process to go as deep as we want. And, it's interesting. I remember we did a program at Keller Williams here in New Mexico, big real estate organization, international company. And we went to a Christmas party a couple of weeks after we'd done the workshop. And this young, really successful kid who's been in his first year in real estate, but he's just knocking it out of the park, million-dollar sales. And he comes up to me and he says, Alan, I just want to really thank you for that, the process that you shared with us. He says, I actually used one of the questions to help make a $1 million sale. He apparently had a customer who was having a sort of a block, and they couldn't quite make the decision. And so he used this something around getting what makes you tick or something like that, and about why this particular home was the perfect place for them to be. And he, by using this, he was able to get them to see that this was their perfect home, and they signed on the dotted line that day. And so this is, you're right, this is the power of strategic synchronicity at its best, and you just never know where it's going to show up or how. So how about step three? step three, and this is where we put an end to suffering. Okay, step number three. And step number three, the question is, specify what you want your perfect strategic partner, your perfect life coaching client to expect of you. Now, I want to let you know that you have both already answered this question very powerfully. And you did that on step number one. So this is one of the things that's really cool about this this process. When you came up with the qualities and characteristics of your perfect strategic partner, Patricia, you actually expressed pretty clearly what you want your perfect strategic partner to expect from you. Okay? And Emily as well. So let's take a look at that. All right? So what do I want my perfect strategic partner to expect from me? Patricia, what's the number one thing that you want, and you really want this?
Win-win mindset.
Win-win mindset, right.
And also, whatever I come up with, it's going to be good for humanity. It's going to serve humanity as a whole.
Yeah,
like, it also ties into win-win mindset.
That's important to you.
It's very important.
And how about that present one?
Yeah, it all ties into it. Because if you go, if it's, it all, yeah.
I want my perfect strategic partner to expect me to be present, committed, giving it fully, giving it my all, fully there, engaged in the process.
Yep.
Okay? Now, Emily, can you see where you started to answer this question also?
Yes, I have several answers.
I apologize. I'm really excited about this. So go ahead. Give me a couple of your answers of what you want your perfect life coaching client to expect of you.
Okay. To be a clear and open reflection as we work together on goals. Create a safe and secure space for growth and healing to happen, and also to apply the own principles in my life to be an example.
Oh, there it is. Yep. So if you notice that when we look deeply into the qualities, characteristics of our perfect customer, and Patricia was, you know, fleshing out that thing about being present, you came up with deeply appreciates the value of what I have to offer. Remember?
Yes, I remember.
And you remember Ron? And he expresses it to you every time you meet, before and after. He's grateful and says, this was way beyond my expectations and my experiences of other people. Right? You said those words?
Right. Well, they tell me that I help them more than anyone, really.
This is really important for both of you and anyone listening at home. When you get the value of what you have to offer, and then you are able to express it and you're grateful, that is the most enrolling Like you can't wait to talk to anybody who'll listen. And so what you came up with in step one applies for Emily in step three. And it would look like this. I want my perfect life coaching client to expect me to what, Emily?
You said that it was her number one was my number three?
Well, yeah, so you said one of the qualities of your perfect customer is that they deeply appreciate the value of what I have to offer, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Ron, and how you knew Ron appreciated it was he expressed it before and after.
Right.
So step number one is about them. Step number two is about both of us. And step three is about me. So it would go something like this, Emily. This is just so amazing. This is so perfect. This right here will transform the way you do business. It'll transform how you attract perfect customers. It'll get you totally clear and where to focus your attention. So here's how it would look. I want my perfect customer to expect me to deeply appreciate the value of what I have to offer and express it. That's one of the big challenges, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you really do get this, when you really do deeply appreciate the value of what you have to offer, and it is, it's absolutely amazingly valuable, and you're going to get that more and more and more as you spend time in the SACAT community with people who get that about you. Not just Jan and myself, but the other members of the SACAT community. You're going to be with a group of people who see you the way you want to be seen, and that allows you to begin to really deeply appreciate the value of your offering. When you get that value and its benefit to others, then you can't wait to go out and express it. And the SACAT program will give you a safe place to learn how to wordsmith it, to say it. And that's just fun. You know, really, once you get the value of it, the benefit to others, it almost doesn't matter what words you say. You're so excited. They're going to get the energy of it. But then it's fun to play with, to be able to say it in a certain way so that people are able to say yes to you. I want that. I'll have what she's having. Does that, I know I was saying a lot there. So, you know, that's really the power of step three.
That's very powerful.
Yeah. So, Emily, did you see anything for yourself there?
Oh, yeah, I saw a lot of things.
Like what?
Well,
see, this is a part of that being willing to express it, like Ron. Be like Ron. I want my perfect customers to expect me to be like Ron.
Yeah.
And express it. Be able to be to express it and be excited and enthusiastic and what are all those other words? So, again, you get to make it up. So what did you see of value for yourself just now in step three?
Well, I saw a lot of I see a lot of value, and I know the infinite power of the work and what I have to offer. It's almost like there's a fear of being too powerful.
Yeah.
Being over people's heads. And consciousness and what I have to offer.
Yeah.
Is that
And we know all what fear stands for. False evidence appearing real.
Yes.
And we've all got it. So I saw a lot of value, and I know the infinite power of the work I have to offer, and I see that there's this fear that is perhaps holding me back or stopping me from getting out there, whatever that looks like for me, you know, getting the word out, let's put it that way, about me.
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Boy, are you in the right place.
Well, yes, I am.
Because this is exactly where Jan and I have been for 10 years. So we know how to do this. And so go ahead.
You know, it's funny. I have done a fair amount of coaching, and in the last few years, and but I don't find people that are receptive to it, or that it's like they don't understand what.
So here it is, step number three. I got it. People who are not receptive, okay?
Okay.
So do you see how you might have a part in that?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what step three is about. You get to turn that around. Because it's not about them not being receptive.
Mm-hmm.
It's this thing, this fear thing you surfaced. I know the infinite power of the work I have to offer. When you really get present to that, and then we remove those veils of ignorance, whatever that false evidence that you have, that is appearing real to you, that is stopping you from getting the word out and attracting the people who, you know, who really deeply appreciate the value of what you have to offer. It's all shifting being inside of you. That's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it started off. Yes?
I was going to say, I'm aware of the, you know, the external manifestation of our inner subconscious, or our energy, and I understand that relationship, that we manifest things all the time by what we're putting out into the universe. So that really did shed some light using step number three.
Yeah.
Really allows you to focus on, to bring your awareness into yourself and examine your own beliefs.
Yes.
But I didn't even realize that
I would say examine my own beliefs.
Doing it as a group.
Wouldn't it be great if the truth was, and it is, that it wasn't them out there doing it to me. It was actually me doing it to me. That would mean I'm the one in the control. I don't have to change all those people out there. I just have to go inside of me and change some little mechanism. And that's what we're doing. And it happens just like that. So that's the power of step number three. We get to go as deep as we want in step number three. So, Patricia, anything you saw there as we were having this conversation with Emily?
Yeah, when she talked about fear, for me it wasn't fear. It was more like I've ingested so much that I feel like he has been ready to kind of bail out. Kind of like, okay, maybe I should look at doing something else. Maybe this is other. So in terms of, I want my strategic partner to expect me to be fully committed.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, and that bailout thing. That happens to all of us.
Really?
It may happen to me 10 times a day sometimes.
Really? Okay.
And then there's structures and strategies and things that I have in place to shift my bailout being to my fully, fully engaged and present being.
Yep.
And that's all it is. Shifting from, I love it, shifting from the bailout being to the being fully present. Wow.
Somewhat scary. I'm saying it and I'm scared, but...
Well, that's, yes, there you go. That proves that you're onto something. Wow, that's great.
What does fully committed look like?
Yeah, what's that look like for me? What's it feel like? Yeah, and it is scary. And then I get to look into, well, what's scary about it? I mean, for me, one of my biggest scarinesses is about commitment is that I have a misunderstanding of what commitment is. And my biggest fear or scariness is that if I commit to this, I'm going to have to do something I don't want to do. That's, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's like a bailout being. Oh, I got to bail out of this.
For me, it's I have to give up. I have to kind of reduce myself. I have to kind of box myself and be something less than I can truly be.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's really the deeper underneath meaning of it. Yep. And it's not true. It's false evidence appearing real. Because I don't have to box myself. Because commitment, especially based on when I've got the strategic attraction plan, a commitment is now based on what's important to me, and it's moment to moment to moment. Because I know I have much more clear idea of what I truly want and what's important to me. And when my commitment is based on that, then moment by moment, I can make better decisions. And that's the kind of partner that my strategic partners want.
What
somebody who knows that.
Can you repeat that? Hold on.
Can you hear me?
No, I kind of looked at you said commitment is a moment by moment decision.
Well, so once when I've got the strategic attraction plan, then I get more clear and focused on what is important to me. And so I make decisions based on that, choices based on that. So when I make a commitment, it's to something that I already know is important to me. And then I refresh that moment to moment to moment. When the bailout being shows up, I'm able to recommit myself to what's most important to me. I am able to shift my being from wanting to bail out to being fully present to my commitment. It's seemingly magic, but it's the power of strategic synchronicity. I've got a strategy. I've got something that's there to support me when that bailout being shows up. I love that. Patricia, I'm going to borrow that one. Everybody gets that. I just want to bail out of this.
I'm glad you are not the only one.
Yeah. Wow. So, truth is, I don't have to box myself in, and I am never boxed in. I am never boxed in. There's always another choice. There's always an alternative. There's never just one answer. So, wow, we've gone pretty deep here into step number 3. Step 4, we get to lighten it up a little bit, and I think that's what we just did, is who do I, you know, declare who I have to be to attract what I want. And so, Patricia, you've really surfaced the wisdom very wisely there. When I notice that I'm being, you know, bailout, I can shift to being fully present.
Mm-hmm.
That's step number four. I declare that I am being fully present in this moment. And I may have to declare that being 10 times today. When the bailout being shows up, I love it. Oh, geez. So as we're coming to the end of our time here, let's take a look at step number five. So based on everything that we've surfaced here, what's an attractive action that I can take? So step five is attractive actions versus dazzling distractions. A dazzling distraction is what, Patricia?
All the other options.
Yeah, a dazzling distraction is acting on the bailout being. That's a dazzling distraction. A dazzling distraction could be, I mean, we got invited to go speak on a cruise ship going down the Nile River. And there were like 250 event planners that were going to be on this cruise. And it looked like, wow, what a great opportunity. But then when we looked a little deeper, what it meant was, number one, 2 weeks of distraction from the momentum that we'd built up in the business. We also had to pay our own expenses. So it's going to be very expensive, two-week dazzling distraction trip down the Nile River.
It takes anything that takes away from committing, right?
I'm sorry, say that again, please.
It's pretty much anything that takes me away from being committed to it.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Exactly. So, with that in mind, what is one attractive action that each of you could take based on what you've surfaced for yourselves in this class? And a hint would be, it's around that first thing that we mentioned, that what you wanted if you could wave your magic wand. So for Patricia, it was you could have your best strategic partner. Do you feel, Patricia, that you've waved your magic wand and you've got a much clearer idea and focus of that you actually can attract your best strategic partner?
I'm still a bit nervous around it. Like, I don't really know where to go or who that system is. Like, I don't even know what that company looks like. So I'm kind of unsure of what to go next. So that's why I'm kind of unsure of what my commitment, what my
Yeah, so what's a baby step action towards that? Because, you know, this I don't know thing, that really is, that's just naturally uncomfortable because we're taught that we're supposed to know, and we don't. So, you know, that's just uncomfortable. So, in that respect, what's an attractive action you could take toward researching or getting information that would help you to know?
Well, one of the things I'm doing, I guess, with this, I'm going to like a networking thing in the travel industry. So I'm kind of going to different networking events where it's kind of companies in the travel industry and the hospitality industry there.
Perfect. So that's your attractive action, okay? And while you're there, can you see how what you've what you surfaced for yourself around the qualities and characteristics? So now you can go to this networking meeting with the travel industry, and you can look for people who are present.
And bridge builders.
Bridge builders. Now you know who you're looking to attract there. So before you go, I want you to review some of what we've talked about here. Well, you've got the concept, okay? You've got this. When you get present to what you came up with here, around the clarity of bridge builders and win-win mindset and just really get present in that. You light your light and say, this is who I'm being. I'm being present and committed. I am a bridge builder. So that when you walk in, that's the light that you're radiating. And when you do that, who do you think you're going to attract?
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Got it?
Yeah.
So, perfect. That is a really powerful, attractive action. Way to go.
And the
Emily.
Other thing is, the one more thing is to make the commitment every week.
Yes. There you go. Doing something like that, to have a strategy for attracting your best strategic partner. You got a really good start on it, and I can't say enough. I would love to have you in the SACAP program. If you're open to that, I'd love to have a conversation about having you in the program. But I'm selfishly saying, I'll do whatever it takes to have you in that program.
I do want to talk about it.
Okay. All right. Great. So when's a good time for me to give you a call?
I'm going to the meeting now, but we can talk tomorrow morning, anytime tomorrow, like 3 o'clock. Wednesday, Tuesday.
Okay, great.
Before 3 o'clock.
Yeah, all right, great. And we actually have a Q&A call tomorrow that you might come to. I'll send you that information as well.
Please do.
And Emily, let's tie a bow on it. We're coming down to our time. What's an attractive action that Emily can take to, get clarity, what I really want to move into next? Say it again, please.
A small one?
Yeah, baby step.
Okay. Well, I wrote down several, but I think the smallest action step that I could take right now is to meditate for about half an hour to an hour.
That's perfect. Now you get it. That is an action. That's something that you can do.
Yeah.
So,
rest. What is it?
A lot of people think, oh, that's not doing. It is. It's being. It's the foundation of doing.
Mm-hmm.
So meditate, and then after meditation, who knows what will come clear to you based on what we've talked about here.
Right. Taking care of yourself is of utmost importance.
Yeah. All right. So, wow. This has been perfect for me. I am so grateful. Patricia, I'll be connecting with you at the SACAP program. Anything that either one of you would like to say about something you got of value out of this call?
The clarity, the map.
Clarity.
I feel like I have a map.
A map, yes, you do. And Emily?
Well, I got clarity as well, and I also have greater awareness now.
Ooh, greater awareness, now that's good. All right. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to live my purpose, give my truest gifts and passions, and just being here and feeling more and more deeply connected with the two of you. So thank you, and I'll see you around the SACAT campus.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.